This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So you've got what the World Economic Forum's talking about, the looming global polycrises. But if you're running a small business in this economy, your focus is a little bit closer to home. Inflation, maybe a soft landing, maybe not. Whatever consumers are thinking at any given time. You throw in a new COVID wave and it just gets tough for a business owner to plan. And that is showing up in surveys. I think we mentioned this yesterday, that the National Federation of Independent Business's latest readings are that business owners are pretty pessimistic about conditions over the next 6 months. So Marketplace's Justin Ho called a couple of those small businesses to see how they are thinking about the year ahead.
For Bright Start Early Care and Preschool in Washington, D.C., how things turn out in the year ahead will depend a lot on what happens in the labor market. Owner Marcia St. Hilaire Fenn says if more people enter the labor force, more people will need childcare. But
if industries or employers are cutting back and the families that we serve, they lose their job, usually the first thing people do is, you know, if I'm home, my child's going to be home.
So St. Hilaire Fenn says her strategy this year is to build up her cash reserves in case business slows down. Thing is, she says there aren't that many ways for her to bring down costs. She can't afford to cut employees, and her rent is non-negotiable. So instead, she's focusing on beefing up her revenue by expanding to a new floor in the building.
We're adding a new level, a third level, to increase our capacity by 50%.
That'll mean Bright Start Early Care and Preschool will be able to take in 48 new kids. And even though her costs will rise, she says her income will rise more.
Childcare is a numbers game, right? The more children you have in the same building, the more revenue you can take.
Expanding isn't always easy when customers are nervous about the economy. Madeline Reeves owns a consulting company called Fearless Foundry, which helps other businesses with their marketing, business strategy, and design.
Normally, yeah, January is a time for a lot of new business for us. And there are a lot of projects going on for our existing clients, which is great, but we're definitely seeing some hesitation.
So instead of trying to add new clients, Reeves says she's aiming to work more with her existing ones.
And simply showing up and saying things like, oh, you know, we noticed that your social media presence isn't where you want it to be. Is that something we can help you with?
Focusing on the clients she already has ensures Reeves can keep the lights on.
Having that baseline monthly recurring revenue means that I can afford to continue operating my business, which does put me in a stable position if there is any sort of economic downturn.
Meanwhile, businesses that sell goods are still facing supply chain problems. Catherine Reynolds handles imports at Palmetto Tile Distributors in South Carolina.
I'm still seeing things slow in Europe with my factories. I'm still seeing some closures going on and slower production rates.
And a lot of the factories she buys tile from keep announcing that they'll be raising prices. So Reynolds has been trying out a new tactic.
When I get the increase notices from my factory, I try to order deep so that I have really, really healthy inventory so that that price increase, when it does hit, it doesn't hit us nearly as fast or as hard.
Maintaining healthy inventory right now also ensures that a business can sell customers what they want in the first place. Greg Warwick is CEO of the equipment supplier TMB Baking near San Francisco.
Like, let's say we're talking about a spiral mixer for mixing dough, and a customer's breaks down. Somebody else says, well, you can have it in 3 or 4 months, and we can say, well, you can have it in a week, then we're going to be the choice.
Warwick says the company is also stepping up its marketing efforts to make sure customers know what it has in stock. That's because sales, Warwick says, are what keeps the company afloat.
Sales is the key to any healthy business. And so we're not making any fundamental changes in our business. We're just working to grow it.
In the meantime, Warwick says he's keeping in touch with his bank, just in case he needs to draw on his line of credit to pay for all that inventory. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.